I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Later in the hour, Harry's Big Adventure, My Bug World. It opens this weekend at the St. Louis Science Center. The exhibit explores bug habitats and social structures, and we'll meet bug chef Jamie Niekase. Yes, that was bug chef. We'll also preview Opera Theater's production of The Very Last Green Thing, which is set 400 years into the future and features a cast of 9 to 16-year-olds from across the bi-state area. We begin with an exhibition that opens tomorrow at the World Chess Hall of Fame that explores the role of the queen, not the Queen of England, I don't believe, but the board game queen in chess, fashion, and in life. Sophia Hedman and Carolina Kling are co-curators for A Queen Within, and we welcome them to Cityscape. Good day.
Good day.
Hello.
Now, I know it's about lunchtime. You're both welcome to stick around for the bug chef if you're interested.
Sounds nice.
I don't know if there's a queen bee on the menu, but we'll look into that. But A Queen Within, this exhibition is a result of a collaboration between chess players and fashion insiders. Sophia, let's begin with you. This is basically, is it a fashion show?
It is a fashion show, but it also includes a lot of art and videos. And what the starting point for the exhibition is that on the chessboard, all the different chess pieces have different personalities. And what we have done is to look at the queen and kind of try to surround the queen from many different perspectives.
Uh-huh. Carolina, do you have to know a lot about chess or be a chess player to understand this exhibition?
Well, I used to play quite a lot of chess as a kid, so I did know about the rules, but I don't think you necessarily need to know everything about chess to enjoy the exhibition.
Good. I haven't played since 1972, so I'm a little rusty on that. The late designer Alexander McQueen's work is prominently featured, right?
Yes.
And it's just a coincidence of his last name.
Yeah. when I met the director, Susan Barrett, and also assistant creator Kelly Peck, a year ago in London, and they told me that they wanted to do a fashion exhibition and connected to chess, but they also they had this amazing private collection of Alexander McQueen pieces mm-hmm. that they wanted to use in the show. And what we did when we came on board on the project was to bring in other designers as well. So we have an amazing collection of Alexander McQueen pieces, but also some other very well-known designers as Victor and Rolf or Margiela or Gucci. And then we also have a lot of students showing their pieces next to these big masters.
In fact, there's a St. Louis-based designer who was on Project Runway a few seasons ago, Michael Drummond, who was on this program a couple of months ago, and he's part of this too?
Yes. When we arrived here in St. Louis, we had the opportunity to go to the fashion show, his fashion show, at Fox Theater, and when I saw his shoes, I totally fell in love with them. So we brought them into the show.
So this exhibition originally premiered at some point at Christie's in New York. Is that correct? And so what was that like, and what made you bring it here?
We had a preview in New York just to show a few of the pieces and grab a little bit of attention.
Well, St. Louis, I guess, is a logical place when you're talking about chess because the World Chess Hall of Fame, which used to be in New York, has been here a couple of years. We have a very well-known chess club at Webster University. So for some reason, St. Louis is the epicenter of chess, I guess, in a way.
Very much so.
Am I exaggerating?
Yeah, no.
So tell me about these other designers, Carolina. And you invited them to be part of the show. What made you do that? And also, I understand they're all going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah, we have some of the designers that are visiting St. Louis. Ryo Hei, a Japanese designer. Regina Pio, that's also from Japan. Pan Hong and Dino and Hideki Seo. That's all here for the opening, which is really nice to get the opportunity to meet them and for them to see the show because, it's quite fantastic show, I have to say, when you're visiting.
Are these designers that use the idea, the theme of the queen in their designs before?
I don't think so. I think it's more that we have selected the pieces so that they fit into the concept that we've been working on.
These were pieces they've already designed that
yes.
you thought yeah. fit into the concept
yes.
of the,
yes,
of the exhibition.
Yes, exactly. We have 9 themes for yeah, well, the exhibition.
Let's talk about that in a second. But let's back up a little bit and talk about the role of the queen in chess. What is it?
The
queen's the boss.
Yeah, the queen is the boss. I would say that she's the most fascinating piece on the chessboard because she can move in any directions. And she's also really fast and ruthless and also very unpredictable. And therefore, we also choose and designers whose work is very unpredictable.
But the role of the queen in chess that you just described is not always the way it was.
No, exactly. Before the 15th century, she didn't exist on the chessboard. But then when Queen Elizabeth and Isabella of Spain, when they became strong leaders in Europe, she suddenly appeared on the chessboard and got a very, very powerful position.
Mm-hmm. So, Carolina, talk a little bit about the exhibit. It's not just a fashion show. There's a video element, there's photography and art.
Yes.
How does all that come together?
In every theme, we have stages, so it's more like installation pieces in each theme as well. So, yeah, as we mentioned, we have video and then also the set. We've been working with Orlando Campbell. That's an amazing artist that had done a lot of sculpture for it. We've been working with Swarovski that allow us to use amazing crystals for some of the themes.
Crystals,
and then
uh-huh.
I've been working especially with one of the theme that's called the Explorer, and there I've been working setting it up so that it feels more like a stage set, and been looking a lot of theater to get different like layers and depth, and working a lot of illustrations. And we have this amazing photographer that's a big part of the exhibition called the Andinau that's been flying in as well, that's showing her amazing images that was taken from backstage on Alexander McQueen shows.
This is A Queen Within, which opens tomorrow at the World Chess Hall of Fame. And it covers 2 floors, as I understand. And you mentioned, I think, Sophia, that it explores the 9 personas of the queen.
Hmm.
So what are those?
They are the sage queen, and then it's a mother.
Well, let's take them one at a time.
Yeah, sorry. The sage queen, which is the thinker and the planner. And then we also have the mother figure queen, which is more the matriarch protector queen. Mm-hmm. And then we have the magician queen, which is more the charismatic leader on a more spiritual level. And then we also have the enchantress theme, who's the seductress. We have the explorer, who's the adventurer. And we have the ruler queen, which is the leader. And then the heroine, which is the warrior queen, the mother earth queen, which is the reproduction queen, and also the thespian queen, which is the entertainer queen.
Huh. So was it the two of you that came up with these different categories, or how did these categories come about?
We tried to surround the queen from many different angles. So we tried to, they're very distinct personalities.
Mm-hmm. So this portrayal of the queen and all these different personas, does this speak to in generally the role of women in society as well, or just royalty?
Very much so. I think everyone can go there and kind of relate to one or a few of the different queens. I think everyone have a little bit part of all of them.
Well, Carolina, let me ask you, which ones do you relate to?
As I've been working a lot of in the theme Explorer, I think that's the one that is closest to heart, because it's about traveling from, the inspiration for that theme was when the queen started to make the travel from Europe to China during the 1560s century. And just to do that fantastic like travel and discovery and to go to new places is something that's really inspiring me in my, you know, everyday life.
Because that's what you're doing. You're both from London originally. Sophia, you're still there.
Yeah, we are from Sweden.
Oh, you're from Sweden
yeah,
originally.
Yeah, but I'm based in London.
I see.
and I'm based in Sweden right now. But I used to live in London during many years, so that's when me and Sophia met.
So you relate to the explorer aspect of that. What about you, Sophia? Which one interests you the most?
I love the Mother Nature Queen, but I just had a little baby, so it's probably because of that as well.
Congratulations!
Thank you. and also for that theme, we have created it as a little garden with 2,000 flower balls stuck like a labyrinth, which all the pieces are placed in.
Can you explain a little bit how the exhibition is set up? I believe it's sort of like you said, there are 9 personas. There are 9 different rooms, so to speak?
Yes, yes. What we've done is to look at royal paintings, queen paintings, and then we use symbols from these paintings in the exhibition design. For example, the eye, which implies that she sees everything, and also the ear, which implies that she hears everything, and the serpent, which is a symbol of her wisdom. So we created sculptures. So there are these hypothetic worlds where the viewer can walk around.
Let me ask you both this. Carolina, let me start with you. What do you think, once a person goes and sees this exhibition, what do you want them to walk away with, or what do you think they will walk away with?
I think that they're going to find, like Sophia said, I think that you can relate to quite many of the themes. And also, I think that they're going to find maybe some kind of power in the set designs and like open up the mind as well, that for fashion, that that's not only fashion pieces, but also actually pieces of art.
Sophia, briefly.
Yeah, I would say the same. And I hope that people will get intrigued and start playing chess.
Oh, really? Do you both play chess?
Yes. I do. I'm not very good.
You have to start now, Sophia, after this.
Yeah, no, I do play chess, but I'm not very good.
I should design your chessboard.
Yeah.
Are you with both a massive queen.
Are either one of you fashion designers?
Yes. I work as a print designer in fashion, and I used to have my label.
And I'm looking at some images. I don't know who the designer is, but maybe we could talk a little bit about them. And I should mention, too, that you'll be able to find some of the fashion images on our website at stlpublicradio.org if you go there. So a couple of these look, this one in particular, the red and white sort of checked one, is reminiscent of a chess piece. I don't know why to me, but it is. Could you comment about some of these?
Yeah. The look that you are mentioning is made by Hideko Seo, who's a Japanese designer who graduated the Antwerp School. This particular piece is not inspired by chess, even though it's very chess-like. But he's a very experimental designer who works
There's one here that the dress the model is wearing sort of looks like she's encased in serpents.
Yes, exactly. That's Iris van Herpen. She's a Dutch designer who works with very experimental materials. And this is the snake dress. The inspiration came when she normally jump out in a parachute. And then this inspiration came when she felt like how her mind snaked around just before jumping.
Wow. Now this one, believe me, I don't know anything about fashion. Would that be an Alexander McQueen design? No?
No, that's Pam Hogg, who's a British designer. Who used to, she's been big, she's an iconic designer who's been big since the 70s. She's the punk queen of, one of the punk queens of
punk
London.
Queen?
Yeah, punk queen. And she's also here for the opening.
And of course, here's a pair of shoes, which I know interest most women. And those are shoes. Tell me about those.
Those are lovely pair of shoes. They are made by Sarah Burton for Alexander McQueen. They have a lovely garden motif on the high heels.
Mm-hmm. I understand that your team studied portraits of real queens to look for symbolism. Could you talk a little bit about that?
So we got really inspired by Bruegel. That's an amazing painter that's also used a lot of really funny characters in his paintings. So then we've been using those and transforming those into the sculpture and other illustrations that you can see around the room. So he was sort of also one of the starting points when it came to the set.
Yeah, design. And then you merged Bruegel's way of painting and doing sculptures with the queen portrait symbols.
Yes.
Let me go over a few points here. The World Chess Hall of Fame presents A Queen Within. It opens tomorrow, runs through April the 19th at the World Chess Hall of Fame, which is on Maryland Avenue, right off Euclid in the Central West End. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to all the information that you need to know. And I understand that both of you have been in town just a little while. Carolina, I think, a couple of weeks, and Sophia, 6 weeks?
Yes.
So how do you find St. Louis?
It's been fantastic. We had the best time. Mm-hmm. We've been working a lot, but everyone is so lovely.
Your first time here, I guess?
I was here a half a year ago in February.
Uh-huh. And Carolina, I think you're leaving tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow morning. So, yeah, 2 weeks.
You're going back home? Or?
I'm back in Sweden for one day, and then I go to Hong Kong for a week.
Well, it sounds like a great exhibition. The World Chess Hall of Fame's A Queen Within through April the 19th. Thanks again to Sophia Hedman and to Carolina Kling, co-curators. And thank you for being here on Cityscape. And again, we can see some of these fashion examples on our website, including the work of Michael Drummond, who's been here on Cityscape before. Thank you both.
Thank you very much for having us.
Coming up next, a green opera for young people, and later, The Bug Chef. This is St. Louis Public Radio.